Thank you.
That takes to number seven, or excuse me, number eight, the economic impact study. Lisa, are you putting that together for us?
Hi, everyone. Lisa Bragg here from Southwick Associates. Thank you for allowing me to join the commission meeting, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to share my screen just to provide some visual context as we work through some numbers here. So let me see if technology is going to be kind to us today.
Yes, very good.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful. Again, thank you for letting me join the commission meeting, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, everyone. I am the VP of Research here at Southwick Associates. I was the lead investigator for this particular effort, and I was involved with a similar effort back in 2016. So over the course of the next few slides and few minutes, what I want to try to do is just summarize some of the goals and the scope of the project and share a few key takeaways. And there's been a little bit of a delay. My apologies. There we go. Coming, I'm from Maine, calling in from Maine, and my internet's been a little bit spotty today, so bear with a little bit of a delay here. But the team's collective goal for this particular project was to provide statewide and regional information explaining the economic contributions that are generated in all state spending, all in-state spending associated with outdoor recreation that's managed by Game, Fish, and Parks. And there are these seven target activities that were under study: hunting, fishing, trapping, wildlife viewing, boating, state parks visitation, and snowmobiling. To do this work, we needed a few key data points, key data metrics, one being participation during 2021. So the number of sportsmen and sportswomen in the state, those numbers, such as like visitors to state parks and the like, some of those metrics are available through license sales and work directly with Game, Fish, and Parks staff to get those data, as well as traffic counts. For others, we relied on methodologies to estimate participation for folks like wildlife viewing in this particular effort. The next being days of activity and spending. There we go. So we wanted to measure days of activity and spending during 2021. Those aren't generally available through existing data. So we implemented two separate surveys with the purpose of developing both those activity and those spending estimates, both in total by the activity as well as across the different regions. Those surveys, they were implemented early this spring, 2022, distributed according to standard practices. It was to an online survey, through an online survey panel, not panel, but platform. We received more than 14,000 respondents between the two efforts, and that's really great, allowing for some really robust numbers for each target activity that we had under study. So using those key metrics, we applied widely accepted methodologies to generate the estimates for total participation, total days of recreation, as well as total spending associated with each of those days. And it's then the flow of these dollars that the state's economy, we could track those using an application called Implan, and it's designed around tracking those linkages and measuring, capturing those linkages between all the sectors of the economy. And as a result, we were able to generate economic contribution metrics for each individual activity and for each of the target regions that were under study as well. And those metrics include things like state GDP, jobs, income, and tax revenues. So over the few remaining slides, I'll share some of those results that I mentioned across all activities collectively. Detailed results and insights will be available through Game Fish and Parks. We're in the process of just finalizing those report drafts right now. Those should be available in the next couple of weeks. So to start with the few first key metrics, participation in days, hundreds of thousands of folks 18 years and older hunt, fish, and trap in the state. And many more enjoy the wonderful outdoor recreational opportunities that your state offers as they visit watch wildlife, visit state parks, recreational boat, and snowmobile during the winter. Collectively, the folks are spending almost 18,900,000 days recreating outdoors in South Dakota during 2021. These outdoor recreators, they're spending a total of $1.7 billion in 2021 across the state on those goods and services to support their days outside. Hunting and fishing contribute the largest portion of the spending. Collectively, this spending supports more than 20,000 jobs, both full and part-time jobs, and contributes more than $1.3 billion to the state's GDP. So a secondary goal of this particular project was that back in 2016, when we partnered with Game Fish and Parks, we wanted to implement this current effort with some similar methodologies to allow for comparisons of the 2 years, not necessarily as trends, but as two distinct snapshots in time. So in this last slide, what I provide are some comparatives across the four different data points that we're looking at. So we can see that days spent taking part in recreational activities actually grew in 2021. Folks are actually spending slightly more to support their days outside, which in turn contributes more to the state's GDP. Again, $1.3 billion in 2021, up a little bit from 2016, supporting more jobs. And overall, what this tells me is that outdoor recreation remains strong, and outdoor recreation itself is a way of life for many in the state. What I'll do is I'll leave it here rather than kind of drill down into some of the details. That'll all be available in the report. Again, I want to thank the commission and Mr. Chairman for the time to present these key takeaways, and also thank each and every member of the Game Fish and Park staff who is both directly and indirectly supportive of this particular project. And I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you. Great report. Any questions for Lisa at this time? Lisa, I may have missed it as well, but we've been working together for quite a few years. Is this the end of this current agreement, or are we at not quite at the finish line yet?
With respect to this particular project, we're just about there. We're just finalizing the reports.
Very good. Any other questions or comments? Thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.